both hailing from parts unknown at a combined weight of 501 pounds. They are the Morning Rush Hour World Tag Team Champions. They have no fear, no back down, just a couple of gutsy guys. No one will take those MRH World Tag titles from these men. It's Taz, it's the Moose, illustrious champions, right here every day on CBS Sports Radio.
You know it's every day, Moose and Taz be paving the way. Talking about every sport, you know that they never missing a play. From the NBA to the NFL, the college games, they always bringing the knowledge, nobody ever could try to go stop it. Only me talking the truth, only me talking the truth, ayy. You know it's Taz and Moose, you know it's Taz and Moose, ayy.
Taz Moose with you right here, CBS Sports Radio, coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Quicken Loan Studio. Found a better way to mortgage so you can focus on making your new house home. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. Pete, Mike, across the way, Bogus, your updates to nine we go. Mike Tannenbaum, former executive with the Jets and Dolphins, will join us a little later on in the program. A lot of NFL, Eli Manning reaction, hour number one. Number two here, kicking off down in Jacksonville with the Jaguars. And the fallout, obviously, surrounding Jalen Ramsey, who the Jaguars are reportedly, and why not? I mean, he is the best cover corner in the National Football League, are asking for two first-round draft choices for Jalen Ramsey, the former Florida State Stars, current Jaguar star. But clearly, he and Doug Marrone aren't exactly see eye to eye. We saw that on the sideline down there in Houston in the latest Jaguar losses. They began the season 0-2 with losses to the Chiefs and Texans, respectively, Taz. And then you get the reports on Monday night that he and his representation had asked for a trade from Jacksonville and that he wants out from the Jaguars. So, interesting scenario when you look at Jalen Ramsey and the Jaguars and his future. He did meet with the media yesterday, which was entertaining.
Yeah, sorry, I thought you were going to sound that, so I'm zoned out.
No, that's all right.
Yeah, no, okay. Yeah, no,
Thank you for listening.
No, I am. I thought I wasn't looking at you and your inflection. To be honest, like the way I thought you were.
I did. Throw
I thought Pete the Body dropped the ball.
No,
that's, to be
no,
honest
no,
with you,
no,
that's not me. Apparently, I dropped the ball.
No.
I look at Pete and I look at you, and we're just looking like.
Here is Ramsey talking about that he's going to give his all while still in Jacksonville.
If I have a long, I'm gonna be here. I'm gonna continue giving my all out there. All I care about is winning, man. Everybody know that. I want to win. Straight up. I excuse my language, but everybody know that. That's who I am.
Yeah, so there was Jalen talking about that. What about information leaking to the media about a trade?
I didn't leak that information. Me and my agent, we are not the ones who leaked that information. And I was very strict about that. Because I did not want it to get out, and I didn't want it to be a distraction. I didn't want everybody asking my teammates all type of questions throughout the week. So let me be real clear about that. I was not the one. Me and my team, we was not the one that leaked that information.
Well, someone leaked it, obviously. He's saying it's not him. So obviously then there's the other party would be the Jacksonville Jaguars. What about how positive right now is that atmosphere down in Jacksonville, Jalen?
I have nothing bad or negative to say at all about anybody in this building. It is what it is. I think everybody, for the most part, knows what's up. So I don't really too much want to speak on it and give no detail. I'm gonna let God do his work. I'm going to let my agent do his work.
I got to say, Moose.
Yeah.
A couple things. First off, I respect that Jalen Ramsey, you could tell that he doesn't want a situation where it's like his team thinks that he don't want to be there when he's playing with these guys, you know, and he's a brotherhood with these guys. And you could tell when you hear enough of that press conference, and we're not going to play the whole thing here, but, like, and you've heard it, you know, he really is passionate, and he's got a true brotherhood and friendship with those guys on that team and those guys on that defense. And he's a great player. There's no doubt Ramsey, it's just we're all fans of the guy's play. He's great. I'm going to tell you, and I might be wrong on this. You might completely say, oh, Taz, I think you're dead wrong, and I respect that if you say that. I don't know, man. I feel like they're going to work this out. I feel like he's going to stay on that team. I know it sounds crazy, but I feel like they're going to. I hope they do for the Jaguars. They've been getting hit left and right with stuff, and they got a good team and a good coach. You know, he's not a great coach for Rome, but it's a good coach. You got a guy like Coughlin, who's a respected football man for years and years. I don't know, man. I feel like this is one of those players. It's tough. just because of whatever's been going on with him and Marrone in an argument, and I know it built up to this, I would think that they could cool this thing down, get in a room, close the door like men, have a conversation, and go on with business and try to win some football games here. I don't know. I feel like he's going to play Thursday. You think he's going to be there Thursday?
Yes.
Tomorrow night. You do.
Yeah.
Okay, because some people don't think he's going to. I think he's going to be there Thursday. No, I think he's going to be on the team.
Yeah,
I mean,
I don't think it's outlandish to think that he could, that their relationship could potentially be mended down in Jacksonville, Taz. I don't think it helps when he believes the Jaguars leaked that information out there to get maybe public sway public opinion and get opinion on their side that maybe, you know, that Jalen Ramsey no longer wants to be a part of your team, the team that you root for, that he wants out of Jacksonville.
Right.
You know, kind of trying to win the public battle and the opinion battle. I think that's kind of lame. I do believe him and his team did not leak that story. But whatever you want to say about Jalen Ramsey, here's the one thing. The impression that you get from afar, from college to the National Football League, he's real, he's genuine, he's a hell of a football player, and he's willing to do anything to win. And that's, you know, we can get all through the nonsense and show it up in a Brinks truck and go get that money, and what do you have to say about, you know, opposing quarterbacks? I'm not saying every step is the right step, Taz, but I found his presser yesterday to be pretty refreshing. I found it to be a pretty entertaining, interesting watch. And I thought it was a good watch. And what I got was a guy that was frustrated by the scenario where he's trying to do everything he can to help the Jacksonville Jaguars to win. And he's clearly frustrated. I mean, if you're Doug Marrone, you're calling out effort. Is Jalen Ramsey the guy that you're going to point to when you look at effort, when you look at that offensive line? I'm not. I mean, I watch Jaguar games. I'm not telling you that he's been perfect. He's not Deion Sanders at the quarterback spot. He has gotten burnt. But I think Ramsey's a max effort guy. I think Thursday night when he plays for Jacksonville, and I think he'll suit up, I agree with you. I'm not concerned about him playing or playing hard or doing his job right. Or being lackluster. I'm not concerned about that at all.
Yeah, no, like I said, I'm a fan of the guy's play. I'm just saying we don't know what happened when the defensive coordinator, Andor Marrone, whoever, when they got in that huddle during the break or wherever it was before this blow-up happened. Who knows what was said? Maybe just hypothetics. Maybe Marrone called out the whole defense that they weren't hustling, that they weren't making plays. And maybe Jalen Ramsey got a little pissed about that. And we saw him storm away from the area Marrone was in. And he kind of like, I don't want to say pushed. Like he did put his hands kind of on Marrone as he walked away.
I thought it was more of an air punch.
Yeah, you just right. Whatever it was, I wasn't on the side to see it. Neither were you.
Well, I mean, saw the replay from the replay. For me, I thought it looked like an air punch.
Like, maybe
it looked like, you know, kind of guy punching. For me, thought it was a guy punching the air out of frustration or anger, or maybe you know what I'm saying. You
know, I do.
Do that sometimes.
Yes.
That's the way it
I
looked
do it
like
it breaks here all the time.
Yeah, right.
Punching
exactly.
The air left and right. No, I'm joking. No, but notice though, with Marrone, and you know, you had a lot of commentary on him yesterday, which I agree with. But the thing is, you just can't. Maybe this is the old school in me. I don't want to have a get off my lawn moment, but you can't. You just can't in any way, shape, or form disrespect a coach, man. I'm old school like that. I know these guys are grown men. This guy's 24, 25 years old. He's making a lot of money. He's fixing to make even more money. I know they're pro athletes. I get it. They're not college or high school kids. I understand that. But I think Marrone's an old-school football guy. He's a guy from the Bronx. He's not going to take no you-know-what from nobody. And no matter if he's a good X's and O's guy or not, I respect that about Doug Marrone. So he's going to set the table that nobody, I don't care who you are on this team, is going to disrespect me. And I think that's what he did there, Marrone. But again, we don't know the backstory. Maybe Marrone said something that was really bad. And Ramsey, maybe that's why Ramsey got aggressive. I don't know.
You're
I don't
right
know
about
that,
Tess. I don't know it. Yeah. You don't know. I mean, it obviously was something was said to Marrone that bothered him. And then Marrone said something to Ramsey that bothered him.
Right, right.
So I don't know what it was. Was the play? Was it? I doubt it was. It was something in regards to, obviously, both men took very, very a big issue with it. What amazes me is that in today's day and age where you see teams, the inability to handle players that have got distinct personalities. Ramsey's got a distinct personality. Beckham had a distinct personality in New York. We go through, you and I, we did a draft show 2 years ago. We've talked a lot about the NFL draft, Taz. You go through the draft to get guys like Jalen Ramsey. You go through the draft to get guys like Odell Beckham Jr.
Yeah.
When you have those guys, your job as an organization is you want to keep those guys.
Sure.
Because those guys are difference makers
yeah.
as players.
Yep.
What bothers me is that if I'm a Jaguar fan, I don't care what they get back in return. Because the odds of me getting another Jalen Ramsey with either of those two first-round draft choices
sure.
are slim.
Agreed. Agreed.
So, yeah. like, you know, my job as an organization, if I'm Doug Marrone, you know, it can get heated. Taz, you played Division II football, right? You wrestled.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been around the game a long time,
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
Guys get heated.
Sure.
It's very, very physical. It's
yeah.
a barbaric sport. Guys are laying it on the line.
Yeah.
You know, things can be said on the sideline. With maybe at times no great intention, but could be said out of frustration. And sometimes you got to put egos aside and understand yeah. that I need this player to win. I'm not saying a guy can punch somebody, but words are words sometimes too, Taz.
Sure,
people can
sure.
say things out of frustration, and they just say it out of frustration. They don't necessarily mean it.
Right, absolutely. And especially, as you pointed out, in the heat of the battle. And they were in a battle that the Jaguars are in the middle of a game. And they get into a shouting match and stuff like that. And Marrone went over to get the last word, which, again, I respect that. I understand that. He's the head coach. You know, it's just that you're right. I'm cooler heads got to prevail. It is in the middle of a highly testosterone. Everyone's testosterone's at a high.
Oh, my God.
And you know, I will say, though, when Ramsey was, I don't know if it was a defensive coordinator, maybe the defensive back coach brought Ramsey, literally grabbed him and brought him to sit him down on the bench for him to cool down because he was red hot. And then when Marrone come over, like if my memory serves me, I don't think that he got up again. Like, which
no,
was good.
No, the two corners next to him or safety got up.
Whatever, they got up, right.
They got up.
To calm down Marrone, the back row Marrone.
Well, they basically were like, oh, my God. Like, I don't know what Marrone said to Jalen Ramsey, but whatever Marrone said to Jalen Ramsey grabbed the attention of the two teammates were sitting next
yeah.
to him.
No, you're right.
So I don't know what it was that was said, but those guys looked absolutely startled of what was Marrone just said to Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah. Listen,
it wasn't like, hey, go get – he said something to Ramsey that those two guys were like, whoa. Whoa, what was that for?
No, you're right.
That's, you know what I'm saying?
No, you're right.
It was that reaction.
It was like, what the? Yeah.
Like, so, oh, we better get up. Something's about to go down
yeah.
here.
Yeah. And no, you're right. Listen, man, and you nailed it before. I mean, it's heated. Guys are ticked off. It's a high intensity moment. But what I'm saying is, and I just watched it again, Moose. So you're right. The two corners got up. But watch Ramsey. He doesn't get up.
No, he doesn't.
I'll show you.
You're
he
right.
doesn't get up when Marrone goes back over. Which I think that's good. That's good that he didn't get back up and get confrontational, like face-to-face.
Correct. He did not hop up.
Yeah, he didn't
right.
do that.
There was about five or six guys that separated Marrone.
Yeah.
And Marrone kept on yelling something at him, too.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, and he's a big, angry man.
No, he's a. Right. And he's a big guy.
Yeah.
I guess, Taz, I would be looking at it where it's so hard to win NFL games. Like, am I really good? If I'm a Jaguar fan, where last year was a disaster. I'm coming into this year. I signed Nick Foles in the offseason. He breaks his clavicle collarbone week one. He's out 8 to 10 weeks. Now we're going into week three, and the reports are that they want two first-round draft choices for Jalen Ramsey. If I trade Jalen Ramsey, you know, you're beginning to basically close that window of me being one of those teams. You know, last year, Taz, we were looking at Jacksonville as being the team on the rise
yeah.
in the AFC.
Yeah.
Look how much it's all changed for the Jaguars here. If they pair Ramsey off, in the blink of an eye, whoever gets Jalen Ramsey is markedly better, and I'm never going to be able to replace Jalen Ramsey at that cornerback spot.
No, I understand what you're saying. And like we said yesterday, I was talking about this. They do have – there's a lot of talent on that Jaguar team. They do have a lot of – I'm not disputing what you're saying.
Yeah.
You know, you got a linebacker like a Miles Jack, who's just a tremendous player, and you got Campbell on that defensive end spot, who's a tremendous player. You know, you got AJ Boye. You got good players in that team, and this quarterback Minshew is playing okay. He's playing okay, and you got a guy like Fournette that at any time could break out and be a star. You know, Westbrook's a good receiver. Marquise mm-hmm. Lee's a good receiver. They have talent there. They do have talent. And look, I don't want to sit here and say.
I hope he doesn't get traded.
I hope he doesn't either. I don't want to see
honestly,
him get traded.
I hope he. I hope he stays in Jacksonville. I don't want to see him get traded. And I can understand why the Jaguars are looking for two first round draft choices.
Yeah.
I like Ramsey. I do. You know why I like Ramsey, Taz? Because there are not guys that lay it on the line every single week. That are really good, but maybe sometimes, you know, they're not giving you the 110%. Not every guy does that, right?
Right, of course.
I think Ramsey lays it on the line every week.
Right.
You know, sometimes he has better weeks than others, obviously. I'm not saying that he's infallible or he can't get beat for a touchdown, but I know that Ramsey, when he steps on that field, is laying it on the line for that team. And that I respect. I really do. He's a really talented player, Taz. And I love watching him at Florida State, and I love watching him in a Jaguar uniform.
I agree. I think he's a great fit. And that's why it's worked with the Jags. I really do. I hope, because he's a Florida State guy that adds to that down there in Florida. You know, the Jaguars, they got beat up. They got beat up a little bit by Kansas City. They were in the game for the most part. The game was 40-26. Kansas City won the game, and they were home for that. And that was the first, and that's when Foles got hurt. Minshew went in. But then they go to Houston, and they were in the game.
They were right there.
They lost 13-12.
And defense, you know? And that's got to be.
And that's with Minshew.
Well, and that's with Minshew. And Taz, that's what's got to be frustrating for those defensive guys, right? Campbell. Jack.
Right. Yeah.
Ramsey. Taz, they went in against Watson and Hopkins and all these guys, gave that offense a chance, and they still can't find a way to win. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The offense didn't have to do much to win that game.
No, you're right.
Like, they didn't have to. It's not like they were asking them, we need you to score 25 points.
Right.
They didn't ask them to do much, and they couldn't even get that done. A Houston team that got lit up the previous week by the New Orleans Saints. Now, I know it's Breeze and the Saints, but they didn't need all that much. They just need a little bit.
Right, right.
It almost seems like the frustration from a year ago boiled up once again week two down in Houston.
Yeah.
Remember how there was kind of a fracturing between the offense and defense? It almost seemed like that was the case last week down in Houston with the Texans game. So,
yeah.
Ramsey, interesting yesterday with the presser.
Very much, yeah. And it was entertaining by him for sure.
I liked it. Yeah, I did.
No, I did too.
And we're in agreement. I don't think he gets traded.
I don't either. Mike, you think he gets traded?
No.
Okay.
Pete?
No, absolutely not.
Well said.
I thought you guys were all going
to. No, he said.
That's funny. I like queso.
He said what?
Pete Pressfield.
It's Taz and the Moose. We'll come back. We got a little fantasy football update. Taz and the Moose Fantasy Football League. We'll get into that. And also a little Jet update in terms of Sam Darnold, when he hopes to be back from mono. Yes, folks. Mono. We'll discuss that next. Taz, Moose, CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line brought to you by Geico. Great news, quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance.
That's Nitro, right?
Yeah.
It's a little more Dick Dale for you.
Nitro.
It's called Nitro.
Nice.
Yeah. I love it.
A little
Get
Dick Dale education.
Yeah. I get intense, and I just want to jump over this desk and just headbutt Andrew.
Yeah, get angry.
Yeah.
Get familiar.
Andrew's got the mean face on. I love it.
What's going on, Andrew? How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Moose. It's good to see you.
You're going to shave your beard like Baby Billy.
No, Baby Billy looks...
He looks good.
Like a sick baby. Have we checked on Billy?
No, he looks good.
It's like he's going through his man cleansing. Like
fresh
he's
face.
Yeah, like he's a monk. He's going to
like
a retreat this weekend.
He's wearing sandals.
Yeah, he looks good for himself.
He does look good. But he doesn't.
Billy G.
He doesn't look like an angry baby with a beard anymore.
No.
He just looks like a big baby now.
Now he looks like a young priest.
Yeah. No, but he
seminary.
He looks like he went to like some kind of a salon and got this whole like kind of pedicure, manicure.
Oh, if he did, that's wonderful.
He got
that's
a waxing.
It's new age baby Billy.
I think that's is that what he did, Mike? You're always hanging out with him.
Very young. Oh, yeah, Billy. No expense is too much for Billy. He spent hundreds of dollars yesterday to take a razor.
Got like to peel stuff off his face to make his skin beautiful.
Nice. A little bit of
champagne in there.
Facial Jones.
A little peel. That's nice. Clear up the pores.
It looks great.
I mean, I saw him
get rid of the blackheads.
Dead of night at 3 a.m. today.
Ugh.
So pitch black dark, yet still somehow that head shining.
Nice.
Yeah. I don't know what light was
right
doing
off
it.
The lights.
Yeah.
What if he's putting like olive oil on his head? Some people do that.
You gotta be careful of the flies, though, because it makes more of a shine. It's thicker. So, but you can get flies coming around your head outside. That's why they smell the olive oil, you know, instead of a baby oil, you know?
Yes.
So you put a little olive oil.
Of course.
Traditional baby oil.
There's Vidal Sassoon, and then there's Billy Jackalone.
Yeah. Yes.
Fashionista. Well, that's not even a word, but it's.
No, it is.
Is it? That was
fashionista?
Something like that.
That's
right?
A word, yeah.
Yeah. Billy's not really, you know, he's not a fashion plate the way he dresses.
No,
though.
Black hoodie and jeans.
Yeah, it's really simple.
It's a Nets Wednesday for Billy. Then a Nets Thursday.
It looks great. Hey, Billy, we're all proud of you. It's great. You don't look like a bearded little baby anymore, though. He used to look like that. He was always, you know.
I mean, he's very young. He's a young guy.
Yeah. What is he? What is he? 7, 8 years old? What is he, 9?
12.
He's 12.
We don't have his working
papers. 31.
Yeah, that's a heck of an internship.
What is this, 1962? Working papers. God, I wrote that years. What is that? Oh, my God. Andrew,
what
are you doing?
Just got his beard.
Thank you. I learned my lesson last hour, guys. The Mets and Rockies were scoreless through 5 last night at Coors Field.
Now the pitch. Swing and a drive. Huh. Deep to left. Back goes Tapia. There it goes. He climbs the fence, but it doesn't matter. That's about 6 or 8 rows back. A home run for Ahmed Rosario, who continues to be a road terror, but most importantly is giving the Mets a 2-0 lead here in the 6th inning.
We got more, Andrew.
Yeah. Brandon Nimmo and Pete Alonso with solo shots in a 4-run 6th inning. They beat the Rockies 6-1 after the Cubs lost to the Reds 4-2 and the Brewers beat the Padres 3-1. So Milwaukee ties Chicago for the second NL wild card, with New York now 4 games back. The Phillies also 4 games off the pace. A 5-4 winner in Atlanta. The D-backs are 5.5 away after a 12-6 home loss to the Marlins over in the AL.
1-2 pitch. Breaking ball drilled in the gap in right center field. That's extra bases. Canna is streaking around second. On his way to third. Williams waves him home. Here comes the relay. Mark will score standing up. And the A's take a 2-1 lead.
As heard on A's radio, 2-1 the final over the Royals. Oakland taking a 2-game lead on Tampa Bay atop the wild card chase, with the Rays losing at Dodger Stadium 7-5. Cleveland's a half game behind Tampa, beating the Tigers 7-2. So here's the good news. The Yankees dumped the Angels last night 8-0, reducing their magic number for the AL East to 1. Luis Severino twirled 4 scoreless innings in his season debut. But there's bad news. In his season debut on Sunday, reliever Dellin Betances partially tore his left Achilles, so his season is over. Cam Newton did not practice yesterday. He aggravated a sprained foot from the preseason in Thursday night's loss to the Buccaneers. If you're wondering how much time Cam might miss, Panthers head coach Ron Rivera's got nothing for you.
I have no idea. What he's going to do is he's going to get his treatment, and we'll see how he feels, and we'll adjust it as we go around, we go through it.
That's encouraging if you're a Panthers fan.
Well, I've watched him play the first couple weeks. Be more encouraged.
Thank goodness something is wrong, apparently.
Yeah,
if he was healthy and playing like that, look out.
Well, that's true. He re-aggravated that ankle, but, I mean, he also looks beat. I mean, his body looks beat. He can't throw it like he used to, coming off that shoulder surgery.
Taking a lot of hits, man.
I mean, the wear and tear, like I mentioned, a scout sent out. He almost looks like Andrew Luck. That's why Luck retired, is that all the beating that he took down in Carolina has really taxed his body, and it really does. He doesn't play with the same quickness. Right. We saw that on the short yardage situation, the play call at that time. He clearly doesn't throw it like he once did. He's even more inaccurate now. He's a terrible pocket passer, and his body just looks slow. That's it.
Otherwise, good luck.
Other than that, things are looking up.
No, but looking aside, no, you're right. I mean, you could.
Now, maybe he'll find something where he turns it around, Taz. I don't know, but he's looked awful the first couple
weeks. Well, to your point, I mean, he lost that explosiveness. That's what jumps out to me. It could be the lower leg. Who knows? But that explosiveness, sometimes just you lose that if you're just banged up so much and you just can't react as quick as your fast twitch muscle doesn't work as fast anymore. I mean, it usually happens to guys when they get a little bit older, but he's been hit a lot. So, you know, Andrew, you can relate.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
I'm full of fast twitch muscles. Holdout running back Melvin Gordon said on Instagram last night he'll play somewhere this season because sitting out will be, quote, a waste of talent.
Bills.
Yeah?
No.
No, you got Singletary.
I love Singletary. Yeah, and Pete Gass.
Exactly.
Where's he been, that bum? Pete Gass. Where's he been? He's supposed to make the move. Have you heard from him?
I've not. I'm not talking to Pete in a while.
Let me not go too deep because this is going to go off the rails here. We're going to go into our fantasy draft in a little while here. We're going to discuss that, and then I'll bring up Pete Gass.
Well, a fantasy update, not the draft.
Well, you don't have him at the league. I call it fantasy draft.
A little fan.
No, because I used to have
a rehash the draft.
No, I
know. It's round five.
I understand.
Pilati led off the round with...
No,
let's go through the next 12 picks.
Very funny. All right.
Here's round six.
But I used to.
We did a snake draft.
That's next.
All right. That's funny, too. No problem. No, I used to do a thing on my show called Fantasy Draft Edition, where it was it had nothing to do with football. It was like different wrestling concepts. So when I hear the word fantasy, I say fantasy draft. That's why. It's a mistake. It's called a mistake. I'm not perfect. Moose, I know you and others think I am perfect, but I'm actually not. I'm not.
Yes.
I'm telling
you. You were perfect never.
All right.
We're in the same sentence.
Maybe not. Okay, Andrew, you done?
Yeah, I might as well be.
Sorry, Moose, I stole your line.
No, you didn't steal it? No. Thank you, Andrew. Job well done, really.
Thanks.
You added a lot to the show.
Thank
this
you.
Morning.
Did you get a haircut?
Go ahead.
I'm Andrew.
Last week.
It looks
Thanks
nice.
Thanks for notice. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Oh.
Thank you, Andrew.
This is Andrew Bogish. Proceed.
Oh, my God. That's great stuff. All right. Is he still here? Why? Yeah. I looked up and he's still here. Why is he here?
He's hanging around.
Get out!
All right.
Insane.
All right, Taz, what about fantasy? What we got going on, buddy?
Oh, we're doing it now?
Yeah.
Wait a minute, bro. I didn't know we're doing it now. Hold on. All right, I'm ready. So what are you, just throwing it to me? Like, what do we got going on? I'll tell you what we got going on. Right now, if you want, what do you want? Standings? Is that what we're looking at?
Yeah, well, that would be.
Oh, bro, I didn't know we were doing it right now. No, I have it here. All I know is that I'm not doing as good as I want to be doing. That I know. Pete, you are the commissioner of this league. Okay, you have no music for us, nothing. That's fine. Maybe you can give us the standings. Talk up the league. You're the commissioner. You're the guy running the league. I can't find the standings. That's why I'm asking you to do it.
Well, I'll tell you this right now. I won the league last year, and I'm not on my way to doing that this year. I'm 0-2. So if there was a prize to be given away, I would get it this year.
Okay. What about the two hosts of the show? Where are they in this thing here?
Taz, you're 1-1. Moose, you're 0-2. And first place is Bash Pros, which is Eli, the fan contestant from Sacramento.
There you go.
There are three people at 2-0. It's Bash Pros, the 72 Dolphins, which is Sam, and then clean-shaven Billy, Sports Minutes, is 2-0 as well.
Where do I find the standings?
Good job by Billy.
I can't find
it. Where it says standings.
Yes.
I know, but I'm Moose, where is it? I see league... I see overview. I see my team league. So I'll go to league. Oh, no. I see settings. Wow. This is riveting radio. I can't find the Moose.
No. I didn't have the league up. I mean, that's why I was
I know you teamed up. Bro, I thought we were doing it later. Pete did a good job handling
it. No, it's not.
I still can't find it.
Sometimes I wonder. Do you listen to what I'm saying?
I do sometimes.
No, you don't.
Not just you. It's my wife says the same thing.
Because
my wife says the
same
thing.
No, I teased it going into break.
We tease a lot of these going to break,
no,
and then we don't do it.
I understand. I teased it going to break. We discussed it.
Bro, I just can't find
standing. It's here. Here you go. Bash as basically ran to it. 72 Dolphins, Sports Minutes, they're all 2-0. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, where? 5, 6. Six teams. You have to go to the league. Six teams that are 1-1. The Greek, myself, and I broke Wahoo's leg. Who's that?
That's Pete the Body.
That'd be me.
That's Pete the Body.
Pete the Body.
I like Queso.
We're all 0-2.
Yeah.
The highest scoring team in the league, Bash Pros at 294. But sometimes you can be the highest scoring team and not who's done well and has not had a well. Father and son, Bisseglia's team has got 280 points. They're the second highest scoring team in the league, and they're 1-1 on
so
the.
So you
year.
Break it
down.
Good,
I played Bradley King and I got beat.
So there
bad.
You go,
Moose. You break it down. Good. Break down my team. Tell me how my points. I see 266.
What you got? 221. You've scored 221. You've given up 266.
So now what?
Nothing. You're 1-1. That's it. So you
give
are
a good try next time.
Yeah.
You're facing me, so you'll probably get a win.
So you're first, third, fourth, fifth.
Who's the Wu-Tang Clan?
Sixth,
that's Pete
seventh.
Guess.
Yeah, I mean, you're right where you should be sitting. You know, 6th, 7th, 8th. You're the 9th highest scoring team in the league. So not great.
Yeah,
my team's terrible. 219 is
awful.
Yeah,
why are you so bad? You got first pick, dude. You
yeah, I mean, yeah. Second behind Bilotti, which is surprising.
You got Matt Ryan.
Well, Bilotti is like a fantasy maestro.
Yeah, he stinks. He's
only
scored
overrated. 202 points this year. That's terrible.
He's setting us up. He's setting us up. Don't fall for it.
Lying in the weeds.
Yeah, you're lying. Yes. Yeah, you're lying, right? Just not in the weeds.
So there you have
it. You got Matt Ryan. You got Mike Evans.
Congrats to Eli in Sacramento, though. He's leading the league. That's a nice job through the first 2 weeks.
Bad pros Jones.
Last guy in, too, for Eli. Last guy in, and he's in first. Kind of cool.
Who's 72 Dolphins again?
Sam.
I don't like him.
Sam Rubinoff.
Yeah, he's good another guy, said. Another sketchy guy, another sketchy guy hanging out in the newsroom. All right, well, you know, so you're 8th, I'm 8th, and you're 11th.
No, I'm in,
you're
11th. Yes, correct. I'm in 2nd to last, right in front of Bilotti.
All right, well, at least we covered it.
We're not doing great.
No.
You and I are not representing the show very well in fantasy. we're really not, but we live to fight another day. Onward and upward
that's it,
as
Moose.
Week 3 is approaching
that's
us.
It. You're right. You are right. That's
week it. 2, 2-0 NFL teams, right? So we've gone through week 2. Week 3 gets going tomorrow night, right?
Yeah.
What teams that are 2-0? Pretenders, contenders, AFC, NFC, Taz. We'll get into that next.
Okay.
Yes!
All right.
Yes! Yes, we will. I'm looking forward to it.
Two teams. Who's real deal?
No,
who's
because
not?
You're locked into your fantasy. I know you're hitting the waiver wire as we speak.
I thought I was doing
there's
better.
There's no doubt. I'm looking. I'm not even looking at the screen.
You're right.
And Taz is like DJ Shark. It's Taz Moose, CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right, on this Wednesday morning, a good day to one and all. Mike Tannenbaum is going to join us, Taz, at the top of the hour. Look forward to that. Former executive with the Jets, executive vice president of Pasaglia, football operations of the Miami Dolphins.
What are you doing in high school? Inside joke, Jones.
I'll find out.
Sunday, it's an NFL on CBS doubleheader. First, Mahomes and the Chiefs over the 2019 home schedule against Lamar Jackson and the Ravens. Then Bridgewater and the Saints head to Seattle for a late afternoon showdown with the Seahawks. A full day of football starts with JB and the guys on the NFL Today, only on CBS. So fired out this, everyone, obviously, when you're a fan of a team that's 2-0, to begin the year, you know, you're excited. I mean, like Christmas morning anticipation, right?
Yeah.
So AFC, contender, pretender, Patriots, Bills, Ravens, Chiefs, 2-0 teams in the AFC, contenders or pretenders? Let's roll through these. All New right. England Patriots, pretender or contender?
Contender. Contender. It's well documented. Yeah, they're going to be dominant.
All right. Kansas City Chiefs, contender or pretender?
Contender, for sure. They are just electric. I mean, Mahomes, just amazing. Just everything about them, they're tremendous.
All right, we're in agreement on both of those. Baltimore Ravens, contender or pretender?
I'm going to go pretender.
Okay.
And I might regret that, but I'm going to go pretender. You?
I'm going to go contender. Okay. With the way that Jackson has thrown the football the first couple weeks. You know, Hollywood Brown catching it. I love Mark Andrews, who's been a favorite target of Lamar Jackson first couple weeks. Taz, the offensive line has done a nice job. Mark Ingram's ran the ball very, very well here.
Yeah, surprisingly,
first 2 weeks for Baltimore, the former New Orleans Saints star. And I thought maybe they'd lose a lot. I mean, they lost a lot of guys on that defense. Mosley, Suggs signed with the Arizona Cardinals.
Yep.
And that defense really hasn't missed a beat. Now, they gave up a lot of yardage to Kyler Murray. But I'll tell you, if Lamar is going to – if what we've seen so far is the Lamar Jackson you're going to get, he's going to be a huge star in this league throwing the football. I'm going to tell you that the Baltimore Ravens are contenders more so than pretenders. And I didn't think they were a contender coming into the year. All right, then we get to your Buffalo Bills. Contender or pretender?
I don't know. I mean, this is tough because I know where my heart is. My heart's in the contender. But I'm concerned because, you know, we're in the same conference, as everybody knows, as the Patriots. And Josh Allen does make me nervous. Our defense is good. I don't know. And I don't want to seem like, you know what? I've never been on the fence guy. You know me. I'm going to say Buffalo Bills contender.
Yes. That's okay. Right. Yeah, I'll say pretender.
Oh, see, there you go.
Defense is very good. It is. You got to beat. We'll see exactly, you know, how good they are when they're not taking on the Jets or the Giants. And the Giants this week were a bad football team. I give them credit for being 2-0. I thought this was a team that could maybe be a wild card team in the AFC. You know, one of those teams that we talked about before the start of the year, Taz. Yeah. You had them as being one of those surprise teams. So you were all over it before the start of the season. I just need to see a little bit more. You know, I like John Brown, a wide receiver. I don't necessarily trust Allen throwing it consistently and being accurate with the football. Like I mentioned, I really like the defense. I think
he's gotten better with that, Moose. His accuracy is much better. I'm telling you,
it has been better. But there were some guys that were running free. I mean, and there were some easy throws. I'm talking about throwing guys open, making some of the harder NFL throws that you got to make.
No, I understand.
That's the only thing. I give them credit. It's 2-0. Yeah. I mean, they deserve all the credit. They put themselves into this conversation. But if you're asking me if we're going to put a team on a level in terms of, you know, when we say contender, pretender, are you thinking championship or are you thinking making the playoffs?
Look, I'm confident in them to dominate.
I'm saying, but when I say contender, pretender, playoffs. Making the playoffs.
Yeah, playoffs. You too?
Okay. I would say they're a contender for the playoffs. But I think they're a pretender for winning the AFC and getting themselves to a Super Bowl. I think to me the argument right now is really either Kansas City or New England in the AFC.
No, it's tough to argue that.
Yeah,
of course.
But I think if you can they make the playoffs?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's a chance they can make the playoffs, but I also think I would not be surprised if they have a little bit of a drop off either.
The Bills have upgraded their offensive line is much better. Cole Beasley coming from Dallas is a huge, huge plus, and more or less in the slot for them. He does a great job. You mentioned John Brown. Zay Jones is a little inconsistent, but, you know, every once in a while he comes up on a big catch. And Frank Gore looks young, man. He's running the ball great. And the kid Devin Singletary, who had a little bit of a light hamstring issue towards the end of the game against the Giants. But Frank Gore's running the ball well, and Singletary is explosive as heck. I'll tell you, I think Cole Beasley is going to be a key on this team. Yeah, offensively, I do.
And that's fair. And you love the signing when they made it. There's the AFC contenders, pretenders. Now let's go to the NFC.
Oh.
Contender, pretender. Dallas Cowboys, contender or pretender?
Well, I've been, Moose, I've been high on the Cowboys from jump. So I'm going to say contender all the way. It's tough to argue. I mean, it's the Dak's playing really well. I mean, pay the guy already. Work something out with this guy already. Obviously Zeke Elliott, is tremendous. He's there now. There's no drama. You know, a good defense, really good offensive line. Amari Cooper in the game. You know what I mean? Like, I think Gallup hurt. I think Gallup got hurt. Right?
Gallup's out.
He's
2 to 4 weeks.
So
meniscus injury.
Yeah. Jason Witten, veteran tight end. He's making catches here and there. So, he knows what he's doing, obviously. He's a positive plus to the offense.
As is, I believe, Xavier Woods is out for them this week against
he's
Miami.
He's out this week,
won't matter really against Miami, but I believe he's out as well.
Yeah. True. So, yeah. No, contender. What about you, Cowboys?
I would say the Dallas Cowboys, I'm in agreement with you, contender. Green Bay Packers, contender or pretender?
Man, it's so hard to go against Aaron Rodgers, right? So, I don't know.
Because of Rodgers, Taz, they're 2-0, and they improve defense. I'm going to say the Green Bay Packers will get better as the season goes along.
I agree.
I will say they're a contender.
I agree to contender. And also, a little LaFleur and him and Rodgers had an argument, which is, I like that. I think that's good. It was a healthy argument. You know, it's intensity. It seems like no one's pissed at no one. You know, it's different than what happened with the Jags. You know what I mean? I'm with you. I'm saying they're definitely a contender.
And Taz, they've got a little bit more margin for error because the defense has actually got playmakers on it.
Yeah.
And Mike Pettine, Mike Pettine well, former Bills, Jet assistant defensive coordinator, former Raven assistant. He's done a nice job as defensive coordinator up there in Green Bay. Yeah. All right, the Los Angeles Rams.
Contender all the way.
Yeah, no doubt. I'm with you. I think a contender And they don't show any worse for the wear losing that Super Bowl style fashion, which they did, getting off to the 2-0 start. Now, the surprise team, the San Francisco 49ers, beat the Bucs and the Bengals to start the year. They're 2-0 with Jimmy G at quarterback. Contender or pretender?
I'm going to go pretender. And I like Jimmy G, I do. And it's good to see he's playing good again and stuff like that. I just don't think there's enough weaponry, if that is a real word, on the team. I don't. I know the kid. Kittle's a good tight end for them. I get it. And, they're winning it with the Bucks and the Bengals. That's not like you're not beating
not exactly
great teams.
Great.
Same thing with my Bills, like you pointed out. Thanks for doing that. That they beat the Jets and the Giants. You know what I mean? So,
well, you learn something. They put themselves in the situation.
Right. Contender. What do you got the Niners at?
I would say Niners more of a pretender for me. You know why, Taz? I got to see Garoppolo stay healthy for an entire year.
Mm. Yeah.
He gets hurt a lot.
Yeah.
You know, he did up in New England when Brady was serving that suspension. Remember that? And then we got Jacoby Brissett in at quarterback for the Patriots. He's been banged up, you know, up in San Francisco with the 49ers. He's a wonderful quarterback. He's got all the talent in the world, Taz, but he also doesn't seem like he can hold up to the beating.
I think you're right about that. I think a lot of it is because he, you know, early in his career, like you said, backing up Brady with the Pats and never really getting a ton of playing time. I just don't know if his body's battle-tested, man. I don't know if his body's battle-hardened, you know what I mean? Like, and he's not, like, he's not a thicker type guy. He's 6'1", 6'2". He's probably 220 pounds. I mean, he's not a big guy.
No, he's not a big guy. But, yeah. Taz, aren't you, when from, like, your days in wrestling, weren't there guys, though, that either could take it or they could? Like, you know, Eli Manning took a beating. And there are times he played hurt.
Right.
I get it, but he never missed a start.
No, and that's a good
point.
Until
he was taken out of the game, you know, isn't that a little bit of genetics and luck too when you come down to it?
The main thing is pain, the tolerance, your tolerance to take pain, and how much, and you can't teach that, you can't coach that. Everybody's different, you know. I think it comes from an intensity within that some people can handle pain more. You know, in the line of work I was in, you wouldn't succeed if you had to take pain. Like a stuntman is used to pain, or a stunt woman, you know. So it's the same type of job, right? So for a quarterback who's getting hit here and there, left and right, we saw with Trevor Siemian, you know, on Monday night when he was getting hit. You know, I know he's been around the block, but he every hit, I'm not saying this about
the guy.
Oh, he
looked rattled.
Correct. He looked like he was, thank you, because I thought I was going to notice it.
No, he looked
rattled. Scared. He looked, and he was like feeble, just like he was going to crack like a little piece of glass.
Yeah, he did. You're right about that. Before he eventually saw, I don't
good luck to him.
Yes. All right. The final team that's 2-0. Surprise to a lot of people. Bengals and Steelers on the road were their two victories. Bengals at home, and that's the Seattle Seahawks, where Wilson threw the ball a little bit more against Pittsburgh. They win a tough game on the road. Roethlisberger got hurt in the game. How about the Seahawks? Contender, pretender?
Well, look, they have one of the better coaches you're going to find, right? Pete Carroll. We talked a lot about Pete Carroll. He's a motivator at his age. The guy's like, the guy don't age. And it's tough to, you know, it's tough to go against a Russell Wilson and not believe in Russell Wilson. I'm going to say they got Clowney on that team now, too, on a defensive end. I'm going to say they're a contender.
Yeah, I'm in agreement with you. I'd say the Seahawks are a contender. Now, there are issues with that team. There are, but there is a toughness about Seattle that at times that, you know, I'm remarkably jealous of being a Redskin fan, where they're able to overcome a lot as a team, Taz, and deficiencies, offensive line, lack of a ground game. You mentioned it, Russell Wilson, a guy that defines understanding what he needs to do each and every week to win. He doesn't win every week, but he knows what he needs to do and puts his team in the best possible position to be successful. And I love Carroll as a head coach. I do. We were talking about him off the air earlier in the week.
Yeah.
I mean, Taz, he's a wonderful head coach. So, therefore, I think they'll get better as the season goes along. I'll put Seattle in that contender role.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. You know, talk about battle tested. The team is, the coaches are. They know what they're doing. So yeah, I look at them.
They know how to win.
They do. They just do.
There are guys on that team, veterans on that team. They know how to. They might not be the prettiest.
Right. They get it done.
But they'll find a way to win the football game, and that's really at the end. That's all that really
all
matters.
That matters.
So there
most.
You have it. Yeah. Ran through it. Buffalo Bills, the highlight of it. I say pretender. Taz says contender.
The highlight.
No stunner there. Mike Tannenbaum, former executive with the Jets and Dolphins, will join us next. Taz Booth, CBS Sports Radio.